presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice. But before we join Superman, listen.
And now to our story. As you remember, Clark Kent entered into an agreement with Nehru, supreme leader of the Inca Indians, to bring their subterranean river above ground. Knowing full well that he could, as Superman, bring the river above ground without trouble, but unwilling to run the risk of flooding the Inca city in the event the rushing torrent should get out of hand, he discussed the problem with John Craig, one of the American engineers. Craig said that dynamite would be necessary. Remembering that the Indians had removed two cases of dynamite from Perry White's plane and hidden it in the mountain tunnel, Jimmy Olsen was certain he could show Kent where it was stored. Together, they approached the tunnel. Rapping on the stone door, they stepped back as it swung open slowly. Suddenly, Jimmy turned pale.
Look, Mr. Kent.
What is it, Jimmy?
Look, warriors. The tunnel's filled with them. Let's get out of here.
It's no use. They've seen us. Besides, we've got to get that dynamite.
Oh, please, Mr. Kent. They tried to get rid of me once before.
Well, that's a point in our favor. They think we're both dead. And look, the leader of those men is Seba, the gatekeeper. Jimmy, watch this. Seba! Seba, the gatekeeper!
Who are you?
Look at me, Seba. Look into my face. Do you not recognize me?
No, it cannot be. You are dead. I saw you leap over the cliff like a man possessed. Boy!
You are right, Seba. But I have returned. The gods of the river have sent me back. They have given me a mission.
They don't understand.
Tell them, Seba. Tell them I have come from the gods of the river.
Kumakuba! Tarkunu! Ibitangwa! Tarju!
They believe it. Look, Jimmy, they're drawing back.
What is it you wish, spirits?
I wish nothing, Seba. But the gods of the river are waiting for two boxes which the white men brought with them. It is a sacrifice.
I know not your boxes.
The gods of the river do not lie. They have told me where to find them.
Come, then, and get them.
Don't, Mr. Kent. It's a trick. Don't go.
All right, Jimmy. They're frightened.
Seba, tell the men to clear the entrance. Tell them to stand close to the walls. He who draws near us will die. So say the gods of the river. Tell them, Seba.
Kamja Mapa Takumbuna.
All right, Jimmy. They've opened a path. Come on.
Stand aside, Seba. Tell them not to move.
Magnati!
Which way, Jimmy?
When we come to the corridor. Turn here. Dynamite behind one of the doors on the right-hand side. Keep going.
You sure you remember?
I think so. There. Try that door.
All right. I hope it's open. It is. Good work, Jimmy. There are the boxes.
I'll carry one.
No, you won't. You take the torch. I can carry both of them. There. One under each arm.
Golly.
All right, Jim. Lead the way. Here comes the hard part, getting out. I don't like this. They look suspicious.
Tell the warriors to stand back, Seba. We must bring these boxes to the gods of the river.
The warriors do not believe that you are spirits. They would have proof that you were sent by the gods of the river.
Have you told them that I am one who has returned from the shadows?
I have, but they say I am an old man with eyes that do not see. Perhaps I am. Prove it, then. Prove that you were sent by the gods.
What do we do? I'm kind of scared.
Don't worry, Jimmy. I have an idea.
Seba, have you ever seen the gods of the river hurl thunderbolts?
No, but I have heard them.
Then watch. Tell the warriors to watch. Here is your proof.
What are you going
to
do?
Just take a dynamite. I'll open this box. There. You can wait for it. Come on, Jimmy. I'm going to toss it outside of the tunnel so no one gets hurt.
No. Go no further.
Would you stand in the way of a
by the thunderbolt bursting outside the tunnel, the Inca warriors drop to their knees as Kent and Jimmy walk unmolested through the open door. An hour later, Kent, White, Jimmy, and Craig, the engineer, stand near the underground river.
Well, now that we have the dynamite, Mr. Craig, how do we proceed?
May be impossible to make use of it.
Well, that's a nice how do you do.
Well, why can't the dynamite be used, Craig?
It must be set off inside the passage, Mr. White. No man alive could swim underground against that current and set off dynamite charges. We haven't any discharge mechanism, nothing but short fuses. You can't just toss the dynamite into the water, or else the river will run high, wide, and handsome.
Where would the dynamite have to be placed to send the water in the right direction, Mr. Craig? We don't want to flood the city, you know.
About 100 yards inside the passage. The explosion will tear open the entire surface of the passage. And if the terrific impact of the water is checked for an instant, the whole mass of the falls will plunge into the valley.
And supposing it isn't checked?
It may just swerve off course and flood the city. I don't know what all this discussion's about. There isn't a ghost of a chance of getting the dynamite in there, let alone setting it off.
Oh, well. Let's talk about it in the morning, huh? I'm dead tired.
There's plenty of soft moss back here. It's a swell place to sleep.
Oh, all right. It's a good idea. We can all use a little rest. Come on, Craig.
As the deep curtain of night falls on the exhausted little group of people, a tall, familiar figure rises from among them. Silently, he gazes at the sleeping faces, then reaches down and picks up two square boxes. He walks a short distance out of sight, and then suddenly he leaps into the air, carrying the dynamite with him, flies downward over the underground river. Yes, armed with the knowledge he wanted, Superman is undertaking a task greater than any Hercules ever dreamed of. Quickly judging 100 yards with his keen eyes, he swoops to earth. Let's watch him.
Now, tear through this earth and bedrock to plant the dynamite. Here goes. Ah. Oh, much deeper than I suspected. Ah. Granite is pretty tough. Ah. Through. All right. Now to plant this dynamite. Have to be careful not to drop it into the river as I climb down. There we are. All right. I can force it into this crevice here. That's good. Now, here go the fuses. So, it'll be better to watch from above. Up, up, and away! Ah, there she goes. Look at it. Must have spurted a mile into the air. Oh, wait. The falls are split. A river is starting towards the city. Down, down.
Thousands of lives at stake if the sweeping torrent rushes down to the Inca city. But watch Superman. He charges toward the falls and smashes into the rock underneath them. He must cut off the second river that forms. Millions of gallons of water are pounding over him as he braces his shoulder against the rock. If he can push it over, the rivers will be joined. The rocks shake. They're giving way. There they go. The rivers are flowing together, running together above the earth. It's one river now, one river. And it's flowing from the Valley of the Shadow.
Well, here is your river, Nehru. Peaceful and rather pretty.
I can hardly believe it. After 400 years, and now it is here. How did you do it?
That's what I want to know, Kent.
I don't mind saying, I'd like to know, too. This is the first real engineering miracle I've ever witnessed.
Well, you gave me the plan, Mr. Craig. You deserve the credit. I simply found a hole and lowered the dynamite down. The rest happened just as you predicted.
You have forgotten, perhaps, that you are still wearing the jewel that turns yellow when you do not speak the truth.
Look, it's yellow now.
Here, Nero, take it back and keep it. It's a troublemaker. You haven't forgotten your promise, I hope.
No, I have not. You will all be led to safety. We, the Inca nation, will never interfere with the highway you wish to build through the Andes.
Well, what are we standing around for? Come on, let's get back to the plane, back to the States. What are you mine engineers going to do, Craig?
We're going to stay in the Andes and finish the work we started, with Nehru's help.
Well, come on then. Lois is waiting at the plane. Bronson's there, too.
What in blazes are you standing around for? Why the hell?
Oh,
Calling Washington, official 177. Calling Washington, official 177.
Come in, please. Official 177, standing by.
Clark Kent reporting. Mystery solved. All engineers safe. Proceed with plans for the Trans-Hemisphere Highway.
And so, with another important job done, Superman returns to the United States. The highway will be built. Another link in the chain of America's vital defenses will be welded. But the mighty work of defending the democracies of the Western Hemisphere is not done. That work must go on, and Superman will lend his strength, his courage, and his intelligence again and again. The fury of the war increases, and Superman will play his part. There are exciting times and exciting adventures ahead, so tune in and listen with Superman.
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.